Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. What a great way to spend the weekend when there's a Penn State football game, a couple home games coming up. RV sitting there all ready for you. You just drive up. Mark has it all prepared. If you want more information, call Mark at 800-519-8467. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Andy Shea. We'll have Ross Tucker along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Andy, as we always do, let's start with the news of the week.
And let's do it.
I'll tell you what, not a lot of people were aware of this. News started to come out. Appears that Taquan Roberson, he did not make the trip to Columbus last week to play the Buckeyes. And James Franklin addressed it this week at his press conference, kind of downplayed the whole thing, made it sound like Roberson will get his normal reps this week and hopefully be ready for Maryland. But my goodness, we were one snap away from having the true freshman Christian Vaiu facing the Buckeyes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't he get backup snaps leading up to the Ohio State game, or did he not? I wasn't quite sure of that. Like, was he available? Were they just hiding it? Either way, it doesn't matter. It just shows you, you know, if you didn't already know, like, that, you know, there is one quarterback for this team if it's going to win games, and it literally, that is it. I mean, other than that, it was a, you know, kind of a thing we talked about for the preseason. Like, this quarterback room is like, what if they have to play a backup? And at that point, you were thinking, well, Roberson's developed, done his work, he's putting in the time, he's serious about a backup. But when you saw it, you were like, yeah, no, that's not, and it had to happen. It was always sort of like a dangling participle in a sentence. It was like, I don't really want to know what it is, and I don't really want to talk about it, but if I have to see it, I don't really want to see it. So that's just how the quarterback position is to me, but it also, it just says that it was about Clifford, always has been about Clifford, and it will always be about Sean Clifford.
I'll tell you what, Andy, I believe this is the first time ever I've heard the quarterback room compared to a dangling participle.
There you go.
Anyway, I do believe it does show you what effect this has had on the team this year. Oh. When we saw, you know, you have a couple touchdown lead on an Iowa team that we have since learned is pretty bogus. That they're not a top 10 team. They may not be a top 20 team, and we've seen that since. But we've also seen Penn State without Sean Clifford. They're just playing not a very good team, a healthy Sean Clifford. We saw that in the second half against Iowa. We saw that for the full game against Illinois, a damaged Sean Clifford. And the coaching staff had so little confidence in Taquan Roberson, they went forward with a 50% Sean Clifford. So you're right. This team going forward is probably a pretty good team if Sean Clifford's healthy.
So from basically the time the second quarter of the Iowa game, if you go back to it, and this is all about Sean Clifford, right? This team is completely, it was always a quarterback position. It was a big thing for you during the preseason, and you were 100% right to ask it. And you were like, is this team really all about Sean Clifford? And we're like, well, it's a quarterback position, so it's important. But there are other elements. Yeah, there are other elements, but this team is all about Sean Clifford. But if you go back to the second quarter of the Iowa game when he got hurt, start with that quarter, go through the Illinois where he was clearly not healthy, and the second half of the Iowa game, that's seven quarters. Penn State scored one touchdown in those seven quarters. One touchdown. So if that doesn't tell you what the value proposition and the importance, the absolute and utter importance to having any chance at winning football games, for this Penn State team, the value of Sean Clifford, that is it right there in a nutshell. Healthy Sean Clifford.
and my take on it, and this is probably as a Penn State fan, this is a 7-1 team talent-wise if Sean Clifford is healthy. You know, you look, I can't imagine this team. I couldn't imagine this team losing to Illinois at all, but I especially can't, in hindsight, picture that with a healthy Sean Clifford, which begs the question now, Andy, going forward, I would not be surprised if they lose it without a healthy Sean Clifford. They could lose every one of these games. With the Sean Clifford, I feel like they could win any of these games.
Yeah,
tell me I'm wrong.
No. You're 100% right. I mean, I think their defense could maybe steal a game, like just absolutely robbery thief and steal a game. But as a functional offense without Sean Clifford, and you put a true freshman in there at quarterback now, because it appears, you know, or even, you know, take one. It doesn't matter who the other guy is. If it's not Sean Clifford, they have a their chance of winning football games goes through the basement. And the defense might be able to steal one, but that would have to be like a 17-14 game or something like that, where they can't run the ball. They literally cannot run the football. So you can't rely on any other element to put points on the board other than the right arm of Sean Clifford and what he can do in Mike Yurcich's offense that he's designed and has tailored now specifically for Sean Clifford. If you'd say Sean Clifford's out, you'd say Penn State is maybe even a 5-7 team right now.
I agree. A couple other things. This week was the first college football playoff rankings came out. Penn State, not in the top 25. I think they're one of the 25 best teams in the country, but I understand why, and does it even matter?
Yeah, I don't know if it really matters to a degree, right? Like, big picture-wise, but I look at some of the other teams, and I'm like, okay, you put your first rankings out, and Penn State has wins over two of the teams and lost to the number five team, which was Ohio State. And, okay, yeah, they had a really bad loss against Illinois. And they also lost to Iowa. Number 22, Iowa. I just wanted to put that out there for you, Jimmy. Iowa's in the top 25, if you wanted to know. I'm just goading you because I know you do not care for them. But think about it. There's no difference between number four Oregon, who is inside the college football playoffs losing to Stanford, and Penn State losing to Illinois. There's no difference. So what's your measuring stick? And, it's infuriating the way they're lining up this college football playoff for this year. It doesn't matter who you lose to. And, you know, college football playoff committee, while I'm on it, since you asked, Jimmy, yeah, I'm rolling. You want to put a Pac-12 team in there? Hey, you get what you ask for. You want to go ahead and do that. I mean, there was no bigger shocker than Oregon. Michigan State, that's a sticky, sticky wicket. And I'm sorry, I've watched a lot of college football. You think the Big Ten is really that good? You ain't that right. I'm sorry. It is not as good as they think it is. That is just my assertion. There's some decent teams, but how many is there? Six, seven teams in here?
Hold on, Andy. Well, here's the thing, though. With Michigan State, Ohio State, and if you want to even throw Michigan in there, doesn't really matter. They'll play each other, and that will sort itself out. If Michigan State beats Ohio State, guess what? You know, they look like a playoff team, especially if they win the Big Ten championship game.
There you go.
Here's my question, though. We're talking about the college football playoffs. You put Alabama second, even though they have a loss. Are you just setting the whole thing up for Alabama to lose to Georgia in the Southeast Conference championship game and still make the playoffs?
They're setting Alabama and Ohio State up. Look where they have Ohio State at number five. Who has Ohio State played? They talk about quality of schedule in there, who they've played. Okay, they have some tough games coming up. They just played a really tough game against Penn State, by the way. They haven't played anybody. Look at their schedule, and the one team that they played, they lost to, right? They do have some tough games going up. They're tested ahead of them. But this, the College Football Playoff Committee in 2021 has disregarded the bad loss. That's the end of, that's where I end. They're like, we don't care about the bad loss. We want to get our brand programs up there and have a shot at making the College Football Playoff. Okay. They positioned Ohio State to absolutely make it.
I still want to force my point in here. Alabama, yes, plays the championship game against Georgia and loses, and would, yep, will they make the playoffs?
Absolutely.
They're setting, absolutely, the precedent. That would be the first team to win, to lose two games and make it to the playoffs.
They're setting up the expansion to 12 at the same time. Right?
That's exactly what they're doing, because if they could upset the different conferences, an undefeated Oklahoma, an undefeated Wake Forest, a one-loss Oregon that beat Ohio State, if these teams don't make it to the playoffs, they're going to be
Cincinnati.
They'll try to change that rule tomorrow. Yes, yep. Cincinnati.
The eye test doesn't matter anymore either. And if one of them says eye test, I'm just going to be like, your mouth is open, you're lying.
So the solution is to expand the playoffs. That is the only solution to this, because, mm-hmm, and I know there'll always be the argument about 12 versus 13. That 13th team will say we should get in. I don't care. I don't care at that point. But teams that are undefeated and not making it, that's what's relevant and what counts. One last item, Andy,
sure,
this is your final chance. Give me a final thought on the Penn State-Ohio State game.
So it was a lot of people said it was a fun game to watch. It was a really good game, and Penn State played really, really well. Was it a moral victory? No, it was their third loss in a row. And that's just, you lost the football game. I mean, you know, your offense played pretty good. Your defense played really well, held them to 4 field goals. This team climbed off the deck and took a swing, and there's a lot to be said for that. But here's the other thing of it. Penn State's now on a 3-game losing streak. Penn State had a 5-game losing streak last year. That is not good. Back-to-back losing streaks like that for a power football program, not good. Not good at all. It's just your third loss in a row. There were a lot of good indications, but that was just their third loss, and now they have a 3-game losing streak going into Maryland.
And the test for James Franklin is, can he stop this losing streak? Because he has not been good, his teams, after a loss. So that's not a good sign. All right, that's it for quarter number one. In our news, stick around. Ross Tucker shows up for quarter number two. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. That means GoPSURV.com is also back. Regular listeners of Keystone Sports know all about it. Drive your car to Happy Valley, and an RV is there waiting for you. Tailgate nonstop from Friday to Sunday. Don't hassle with parking, as a free shuttle will take you to and from the game. For more info, go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.